Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé as Gilg Ferach.
As besought as in gold tayach, Kirtelje, Claire Nagale. My name is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell about Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to welcome you to Claire Nagale. It's a bilingual programme with part of it in the English language, as per Telje G. Sahilg, and another part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyin Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannock and Urish. William Kinnish has given us a hero who's gone to sort out the Buggain of Gobnascute on Barul. He's blundered in and dislodged a stone, which somehow seems to have stopped the Buggain from howling. Well, I mentioned that it's not surprising that it's William Kinnish's hero that achieves this, as we shall hear. However, we then find Kinnish in reflective, philosophical mood. Tuskiel yer elia ein lorish americanach. Ach, tamiach achlea began, erno na velis gan sioild in skil hin, raui on staten un enesich in America, ons na hallin an goldach, nus in Afrik, bech shen croch e inrach in era vlas, as chan elmi son ginu blas en yach elia. Tan skil en misich kesh a tai, as vi scrut de grey malas. People counted off a year of days between traditional customs, but at one point officialdom removed 11 days from the calendar. So it is that the 11th of May on the modern calendar would have been the eve of May Day according to the old calendar, with the present 12th of May being La Baldenheen May Day itself, Calendar Maya. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu narashun, skelyena washdulish, alin vanning.
Ecuse, oblida, oliva, alvida, perché la luce
That was the duo Flore en Versa, with the voice of Thierry Cognon, and one viol played by his partner Domitille Vigneron, and another by guest performer Olivier Ferraud. That was an estampie from the Languedoc, and it was entitled Calendar Maya, the 1st of May. We turned aside from William Kinnish's poem, part of his Mona's Isle title poem of his 1844 book. William Harrison, as editor of the second series of Mona Miscellany, that's volume 23 of the Manx Society publications, this one dating from 1873, has this entry. Mr. William Kinnish, author of Mona's Isle and other poems, 1844, a native of Macleld, was determined, if possible, to ascertain the cause of these periodical wailings that had so often disquieted the minds of the neighbouring people when they had occasion to pass by the place in the night. He persevered day after day in examining the rick, until at last he found out the bogan. It was a natural curiosity, a cleft in the rock, of considerable depth, in the face of the precipice. It had the music of an Aeolian harp, caused by the wind entering into the bottom of the thin fissure and coming out at the top, a little below the surface. "Sé homage and custos, ren maer brucha, chias I sus as machles bordorin, as an ostan. Tam I shielden der en the custor in Elias Square vai I as va gin erne va tachert. Va mish, rot hand venich, de gol tastajau. Tam I greid a jache mordorin. Charaw I ryw mor fras flan. Charaw I ryw mor fflia gi. Fe mor dorin. Se dynia fi fwr fe. Yd as chostwlt as dors dari. Och fe gleisiach a les greis danser. Fy'n ffoldega fe gwler ffreil dorach a les greigach de hawsen. Gier as sliet dy girach ar gŵl. Fe hy glosach as onyx. Och, van asulianega hum mean as boer. Van corpega gint rin lorish blienten da over cry kalinach. Well, the sun rises on May Day to bring the summer, and this is a song in Manx about the sunrise and the coming of summer. Kirjan Kujach and the song Irina Grania, as the sunrise brings in the summer. Van a raich in egger mar suachanan. Van a lau in egger gorish moged an jener lierach. Odach had bula de chesan chocrai, da bech de chulian tash, as de stroin smugach. Na, odach had struga de chion chomai, as de jinnach ulanrach a lesh morn. She Odin eshen, Thor, Zeus. As treve borucha, van a bolach in a crow. Mas o, tam I shielten de rau na customer an elia gol tas de jay. Her en June, a na ven hiesha ega, as mish, och sai un shen tan venit. Tam I smunion de lizak nyera vei orum. Vam I roltach clair tai clai smoos of riu valley heen the chacht in shen. As vishin un shen son ostan. As charaushin och feed try was poor fogra moor as glonamagir to mush, ersin va jolugeem. Finally, this note in Mona Selene explains what the dislodged stone did. Owing to its upper orifice being lower than the surface of the ground above, no water was admitted, and being thus hidden from observation, the cause of the sounds couldn't be discovered. The cascade had nothing to do with it. That's the Gobnerscute itself, of course, the Gobnerscute waterfall. The cascade had nothing to do with it, as was supposed by some. But, nevertheless, it is a very interesting and natural source of music. Thus has one of Mona's bookends been banished to the Red Sea. So that's the note. However, William Kinnish's hero wasn't in command of those facts. He came to encounter the bookend, and as far as he's concerned, it's gone suspiciously quiet. Now, native courage only ruled his fear, with sober, cool and deep collected thought, and not the fumes of Ramsay's home-brewed beer, as when at first the demon's hole he sought. In Wales, Eve Alden, May Eve, is called Calan Mai, or a shorter form, Clan May, and Lab Alden, May Day, is Calan Have, associated with the arrival of summer, Have. North East Wales has a tradition called the Cadi Ha, where dancers are accompanied by the Bill, dressed all in black, and the Cadi, who is a man dressed in woman's clothes. Now here's Jem Hammond with a version of the tune associated with the custom on the Pibgorn, and then we'll hear a version sung by David Ewan with Edward.
Oh, Howen la da li a la da lo la da yes I fenthig Hop den a fo A chan ffon ci a chan ffon llo A chan ffon grisiad par i'r glo Hop den a fo Cawen cadi haw, Morris Dowd, dros yr ychlan neidio. Hwp, den a fo, a chymffon bywch, a chymffon llo, a chymffon grisiad par i'r glo. Hwp, den a fo, hwp, den a fo, hwp, den a fo.
Jem Hammond of the band Hogir Gororau, who were here from Cruniach a few years ago, and then Dafydd Iwan and Edward, the Welsh tradition of the Cadi Ha. Tashun and Ashun to Radio Vanin, as Tashu Gaish Jachrish Clan Gael, Merimpeen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
The expedition had been a sobering one for Jemmy Jem. The excesses of Ramsey Fair's brown ale have worn off. When thus composed his honest home taught brain, he all at once began to think aright. And saw that all was but a farce and vain, 'twas but the wind, this phantom of the night. For thus dislodging the old haunting ghost from out its awful subterraneous cave, he often got the peasant's hearty toast, Here's long may live Jem Beg Kermeen the Brave. Well, May brings the start of the summer season, and now William Kinnish's thoughts turn to that. When summer oped its fragrant rosy morn, shedding a lustre o'er each bank and brae, and gentle breezes waved the reedy corn, and trefoil clover made the fields look gay, I've strayed along my native Cornay's banks. Gin the ve blake and the lug houds ve buruch a mach as a chamer. Harau vega dacher da arbrach an the fogl an corriega. Fy diwn ys maer ergyt fain taioc ys y ffriw falia, dych iaw siacht yn merym ys dych o'r môr nas y facoc. Dera y tre sian hun fod ychol yw ryd ar fe cat yr o'r. Harau maer cwnt y mona jain reich ys emde y gael yn olwsgoel ys dy hyt y fe ma rhen yd yr proffesiwnach. Och, lwg daw ciaw blein y ghe ma sos dy ffrindiais, gwlmwg i tai yn os ys clwb yn bege, Rennys naws diach dy gedyn mach na fy mi djinnw sy fe em. Harau i tigl yn ach fy mi djinnw na fy djinta mer yn ydyn. Och, fe goel yndys ag yn eble djem dy chor er sêm y lwng ledyn dy iorion chwys enniachdyn. From before midnight on the last day of April, the people of Padstow start singing versions of a song which also accompanies the day's dance of the os, os, we os.
Some they are in England and some they are in France in the Mary.
Maddy Pryor and friends evoking the spirit of Padstow in Cornwall, where May Day and the Obios are such a strong tradition. Henke de ve ons firinius a fair smu gian mahan. Jinnu yaunus eris, kerj rawel tachi, masoch ar au monach head au gold of alia. Ach, kirt ar lie an venig na ghe yinach eshen as malias foir, chit de chau tre merim ons balia eniach. Vaacht ege de woole baas skin liagach in a lauan ege. As uns recortus and vine tre shen, fodum clash in the clear, na lauan shen mor mogaid and jiner, firel rachelia gorish orach a gun. A fars the shen, vashin goil kerbel anmach. Va fisteg me head around me gee the headrum rosh a show em sin yaster beg. Son a hoots move egach aran gredich as kesha tie. Tre ren a chalion cor lesh na claren bi as vegin through the clare egger. Gawe tas dat rau fel vaart regedden, lesh pert de geje tai. And so, with William Kinnish roaming alongside the Conair River in the summer, when pleasing fancies, he says, fired my youthful breast, to view the milk-white lambkins play their pranks, as by their dams they fondly were caressed, a striking emblem of the youthful mind, ere life's corroding care oppressed the heart, the certain fate of all the humankind. For every year brings on its careful part, mixing the promised joy, whenever possessed, with an alloy of disappointing pain. For as the sage of ancient days confessed, the life of man is frivolous and vain. But hope, sweet hope, man's ever-soothing friend, and kind companion through this wilderness, thou never fail'st to cheer him to the end of life's dark journey with thy promised bliss. The world to him a gloomy void would be without thy aid to cheer his present care. In the south of Brittany is the Brouwen, the white country. It's famous for its sea salt. Across from the salt pans there's an isthmus, and at the tip of that is the fishing village of Le Croisig, where Jeannie Jouteau was born, and here she leads in a song in Gallo, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, to the arrival of the beautiful month of May.
Voici le mois de mai, fleuri de violettes, filles et garçonnets sont remplis d'amourettes, ils sont remplis d'amour et de jouer.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Voici le mois de mai, que les rosiers boutonnent, que les jeunes garçons emportent à leur mignonne en lui disant, mamie, prends ce bouquet.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Maître de la maison, qu'avez beaucoup de vaches, levez-vous de bon matin, les mener au pâturage, elles vous donneront du beurre et puis du lait.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Maîtresse de maison, qu'avez des grandes filles, faites-les se lever. Et vite qu'elle s'habille, nous les mènerons toute la nuit pour chanter.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Et vous les braves gens, qu'avez de la volaille, mettez la main au nid, n'apportez pas de la paille, donnez des œufs. Pas pourri, mais bien frais.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Si vous donnez des œufs, je prierai pour votre poule. C'est pour que le renard la prend pas dans sa goule. Ventillez bien qu'il vous la mangerait.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Si vous donnez des sous, je prierai pour votre bourse, pour qu'elle se remplit bien, et que Dieu vous rembourse, je prierai l'archange Saint-Michel.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Vous ne pouvez rien donner, donnez la chambrière, Stila qui porte les œufs, vous en fait la prière, ça serait bien pour porter son panier.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
Si vous voulez rien donner, grande espèce d'andouille, tous les chiens du pays vous chieront dans la goule, ça sera là pour vous remercier.
À l'arrivée du joli mois de mai, à l'arrivée du joli mois de mai.
A May song from the south of Brittany, placed by the French state in what they call Loire Atlantique, rather than being part, as it should be, of Bretagne. Jean-Yves Jouteau sang those verses to the arrival of the beautiful month of May. "There's not a bliss," says William Kinnish, still talking of hope, sweet hope, "but what he owes to thee. And e'en in grief thou takest thy pleasing share, softening perplexing life's most goading dart by thy sweet prospects for some future day, which never fail to cheer the drooping heart that would to grief become an easy prey. But far more welcome thou in youthful dreams, unmixed with sad experience of time, when naught but joy from every object teems, and all on earth seems pleasing and sublime. Such were thy all-endearing charms to me when first thou found'st me in my humble cot, urging me always to adhere to thee, and certain happiness should be my lot. Thus, led by thee, I thought the world to roam, thy promised joys at once to realise." As eschen lesh mungarum, "fail vart as cares your tie, cremach on shen, rey. Och, a jinnum gormayad yishig, och, imi rodu heen. Shen, rene. Chanel cunion BM erne ren june ordacher. Och, tre henke chalion dus, ren mi ordacher, o vegach pert de cares your tie, misalch. Ren ni screw shees an ordach as degi. Ren ma air, grauagarum, vol ven ma tau, ren mi chebel shen dutch. Hanel shen ma do tu, na vau de gre, shen chouds ren mi corsna, ve carta sen ren e brishamach. So tosted looked effigail, ren june as mish, gin fesh nerichalia. Harau fisic ferrer bejin, cre hog ersen brishamach. Kerenni ach troggle sus na molyanek, as renni cowra da follum lesh na lawanek. Here are some more Manx pieces now. Annie Kissick sings Tabach and Djurga about the tradition of the Benrain of Alden, the Queen of the May, and then the tune Benrain of Alden, played by Finn Audrey, and finally they play Morala Balden.
Ja hot hava kan jäger as rippen en grin, ma vetsi ve villis me visho ja pin. Robin hurri, Robin hurri, riddle a poo up and fall the riddlen. Robin hurri, Robin hurri. Iau hwt a ffog yn jegyr a srip yn yngw, bi o fen rhain a fwld yn sy'n fod i o lw. Robin hori, Robin hori, ryn lebw a pen ffald yr idlan. Robin hori, Robin hori. Veg filish ni frish em a chri, a gred fel o tu ridlish Robin hurri. Robin hurri, Robin hurri, rin a bw a pen fel the ridlan. Robin hurri, Robin hurri.
Some more Manx May music there. Annie Kissick with Tabag and Jurger, Finn Audrey with Ben Rain of Walden and Morala Balden. Stasiwn yn asiwnt y Radio Fanning ysiodd yw Clen y Gael ag y tre ton. Mish, Robert Cytun Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you heard tell of our Bobby Bob?
Look daw smunion air ish tamult. Henke daw na fy moer y fora. Fa ma air meinl, da jinnach ei rhain y biega orms. Eshen gi a fail vart as cor a cesia tai dus. Os je be onji fy riw fe mega frius. Ren mi ffwrwcht yn tre ar y machdalwr, eis ren mi ffyllu a naptyn em, ys dynch mi dda diwn dda darin bac ond smynid na ghe. Hai mi sws gws y tse maroc, ys ren mi crancol ar y dorys. Dosio lea, ys ren eliag y daw golstiach on. Gaw molestiol ysig, hysym na fy greit emach, chyrawi ffom cwr anfe ord. Renne clem y mis yn achdegar mor ma gaw yn mŵr. Renn sy'n glacau chelir y sialed na ge. Eis renne cwmbl mi ag liwryd na rai ych yn ega. Sy'n maid y lŵr ma mac. William Kinnish is remembering leaving home to find promised joys. But oh, full soon I missed my peaceful home and from my folly learned to be more wise. Yet still thou'st never left me to my fate, when overwhelmed with the harsh cares of life, to cheer my heart thou never wert too late, but soothed my soul when all within was strife. Well, now it's back to more descriptive thoughts, but this is, well, quite a long sentence, so we'll just have to reach a place to pause. Where summer's solstice cheers the northern sky, enlivening nature with his genial beam, tinging the blady grass with varied dye, and gilding hill and valley, wood and stream, as clear refraction brings his beams to view within the purple oriental air, the rosebud bends beneath the morning dew, clad round with moss, most beautifully fair. This now is a song about a May Day fair in Ireland, in Machrafelt to be specific. It's sung for us by Anne and Francie Brolly.
My way to the mountain.
Anne and Francie Brolly singing about the Machre Felt May Fair. William Kinnish's reflections have a touch of melancholy at this point, as the sun becomes lower in its annual course. But when shoot forth his horizontal rays at his approach with more than swift career, he all his renovating power displays throughout the whole diurnal hemisphere. But, simple veil, though still he shines on thee, sweet home retreats no longer cheer thy soil. Thy peaceful groves, once more than dear to me, have now become to luxury a spoil. Oh, where is now thy happy rural band that was the pride of all the countryside? Alas, drove out by barter's iron hand to other shores their pittance to provide. How altered from thy former happy state, when naught but joy resounded through thy lawn, from thy young family sporting round the gate, blithe as the lark to greet the morning dawn. Eish, hacher, riddenach aglach, henk na sulianege, dewe tash. Ach nach inch thou arach, na vel fissem na tamikat de grey. Cowds ve grey shaw, henk a chorege, dewe a crow. Mor de becha chamer gulle cray, ren the salem tujum, gaur a vully, bunra skin. Tre renne cunach a rish, van lambenage kailtem. As van stedain jint condegach de brech. Honnik mi an erem, mor ve ons riechid. Veggach dunye, chit de ve shan, krivich, kromich. Dunye as va fissegas on shigaris, drau tre gaidje ve, as ve goil aal de moor. Chiar mi adus as rem mi cumale. Trud na djer em pin ren mi gyrdjach e. Mish ma ferant, eshen na fedja. We heard Calendar Maya at the start of the programme, a troubadour song about love which happens to take place on the 1st of May. This is a song in Manx in pretty much the same vein, I suppose.
Cheer up, the false demon free.
Well, that song sounded quite different when I first wrote it because it had four lines of music per verse, with both lines repeated. Having taken one of them out, it makes it a very close relative of a Welsh song about a cuckoo. Perhaps we'll hear that next time. But that was Curjan Cujak again with what became Morala Baldon, The Morning of May Day. Look, Tamilt, Heishin the Vemerish June, the Goyal Miljag. Harau nen yachtanem erahon erkochle. Veg a chanach fami tigle. Es erliam der au grai ir na smuemer. Navar venach, Navemus, trev vein the ye. We'll be back to more substantially autobiographical parts of William Kinnish's Mona Isle next time, as we hear more about his young days at the Corony in Kirkmacheld, where he was born in 1799, the same year as the keystone was set in the Corony Bridge, which must have been a great boon for travellers rather than having to go down and ford the river. May and the coming of summer are very important in the Cornish tradition, and we've heard a song associated with Padstow. A little later, Helston is the scene for Flora Day, and dancing the Flora is a well-known tradition. Perhaps less known is that they go off to gather the May in the early morning before they dance the Flora, and we're going to hear a rather upbeat version of that tradition, which should really be the Hal and Tau to Helstonians, even though that doesn't rhyme with Jolly Rum Below. In fact, this is an extract from a recording of the Hal and Tau in Helston to prove the point.
The Hal and Tau is about to begin!
The Hal and Tau in Helston. But the Oysterman didn't realise that when they made their version. And it also annoys Cornish people that the song refers to England, which is of course up country and nothing to do with Cornwall at all. As we saw, Sen signed on Corcion Er Clenagale Chircho. Until the next time then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslag.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Ivai Machrieri Ulu, as Ortsalie, as Mayerian shared you.
with all our fire and might. Oh, sing us peace in England, sing peace both day and night. Oh, Ireland's home, surely round the road we were up long before the day. Oh, to welcome in the summertime, to welcome in the May. Oh, summer is coming in and winter's gone.